While many have searched for the paranormal, few have successfully documented its presence. I've made it my life's work to seek out those extraordinary individuals who may be the evolutionary link in my studies regarding the other side. I am Dr. Dietman, and these are the Dietman Files. Case 13006, Sins of the Mother. After Ash's encounter with Agent Chapin, we received some very interesting information about Ms. Josephine Salinas. It seems that she's been involved with the paranormal community far longer than she's let on to her very loyal fan base, who follow her for her debunking work. It all goes back to a woman known only as Madame Costa, a renowned spiritual medium who appears to do private seances from time to time across the country, and who made her rounds through the paranormal circuit every so many years. This was some decades ago, of course. I am disappointed to say that, had not Agent Chapin said something, I don't know if I would have ever made the connection. But now that I know, I cannot believe that I didn't see the resemblance sooner. Ms. Salinas, as it turns out, has quite a few skeletons in her closet.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I hope you understand how much we need this to work.
I do.
Really? Because with the attitude you've had lately, I'm not so sure.
Oh, goodness, you're really here.
Of course. You called and the spirits answered. I'm merely here as their vessel. Madame Costa, at your service.
Thank you so much. It means so much to me that you came. I miss him so much and...
And your son also misses you. But please, I ask that you refrain from providing me with too many details. I do not want my own knowledge interfering with the messages from the underside.
Yes, of course. I understand. Please come in and... Oh? And who is this?
My assistant. It can be quite exhausting communicating with the spirits. Having someone here to aid me, particularly afterwards, is a necessity. I trust that's not a problem.
No, of course not. She just... Well, you just look so young, miss. Shouldn't you be in school?
Oh, that's so sweet of you, but I'm actually 19. I've devoted my life to Madame Costa so that one day I too can be a great medium.
Well, I had heard she is the best. You certainly are the lucky one, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a table for us to sit at? It works best when we can join hands around a table. It also ensures that there's minimal interference.
Oh, yes. Please, come this way.
You have a lovely home.
Thank you. I've lived here for, almost 50 years now.
Wow. That's amazing. Is there anyone else here we should invite to join us at the table?
Oh, no, dear. It's just me these days.
That must be lonely.
It is. It used to be a hub of hustle and bustle, what with my husband and my two sons. They always had friends coming in and out with them. But those days are long gone.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, such is life, right? Here, how is this table? I hope it won't be too big. I don't have much use for it these days.
Not at all. This is perfect. Do you mind if I take the head and have you sit on my left? My assistant will take the right.
Yes, of course. Whatever will make it easiest for you and the spirits.
I would ask if we could dim the lights, but it's already pretty dark in here.
Oh my goodness, I am so sorry. I didn't even notice. My eyesight isn't what it used to be, and I can't see much beyond what's in front of me. I tend to just keep one light on over my recliner chair.
Not to worry. It doesn't bother us at all. Now, before we begin, I'll explain to you how this works. My assistant will recite the alphabet, and will ask for the spirits to make a noise when we reach the correct letter. Letter by letter, we should be able to spell out words. We'll also ask for yes or no responses, which can help to speed up the message sending. All I ask is that we don't break this circle until I break it. It must be able to maintain my connection to the energies around me at all times. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Oh, I am so excited to-
Wonderful. There's just the matter of payment. We collect up front. We've had clients who were not happy with what the spirits had to say to them and refused to pay for our troubles. I'm sure you're not that sort of woman, but it's our policy. You understand. We can't control what the spirits have to say, after all. Some spirits have a few choice words for the living.
Oh, yes, I understand. I'll just get my purse.
I don't like this. She's all alone. What? It's wrong to give her false hope, and I...
Wait. Just do your job.
Here you are. An envelope. Just as you requested.
Thank you so much. With this, we can keep helping people reconnect with their loved ones. Now, let us begin. Take my hand, please. Sophia will recite the alphabet, as I said. But remember, under no circumstances, Janice, should you let go of my hands. Otherwise, we may provoke and anger the spirits after I have summoned them in.
Yes. Yes, of course. I remember.
Very well. Okay, we'll begin. I call upon the spirits of this home to help Janice reach beyond the veil, to reconnect with her beloved son as we sit together. We sit in this home, this room once so full of life, once so filled with family and friends. I sense someone is here with us now. Are you within the room?
Oh my!
Thank you for answering. Just to soothe any questions, if you are family, yes? If you are family, can you make that sound again? 3 times, please? Thank you. Now, to better communicate with you, my assistant Sophia will begin to recite the alphabet. Please, knock on the letter you want us to stop at, to begin spelling out words, answers to my questions. We will begin with your first name, if that's all right.
A. B. C.
C. Very good. Thank you.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H.
H.
A.
A? Charles? Is this Charles?
Charlie. He preferred to be called Charlie.
Please, don't interrupt Madame Costa.
No, Sophia. It's fine. Charlie hears his mother's voice. He feels how she remembers even something so trivial. Charlie is here. Sophia, please. Begin so that he may speak with us. Charlie, where have you come from?
A. B.
B. Keep going.
A. B. C. D. E.
B. Beyond? Is he safe? Oh, please, please be safe.
Janice, please, patience and silence.
A. B. C. D.
Bed? I'm not sure.
Oh, my Charlie! It really is him. I know you said to share nothing, but Charlie died in his bedroom upstairs. He fell ill, and we all thought it was just the flu or a cold, but he just so suddenly.
I'm so sorry.
Charlie? Help us ease your mother's mind. You are safe, yes? Comfortable? Beyond the veil?
Oh, thank you!
Charlie, thank you so much. Is there more you wish to say? Do you have company? Your mother did say there were always so many friends here. Are you with someone you know? Can you spell their name? Sophia, begin.
Yes, madam. A.
Ah, so quickly. A, yes, go on.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K. L. M. N. O. P. Q. R.
R?
Arthur! He is with his father! Oh, of course he feels so safe and comfortable. My Arthur so loved his children, he would never let something happen to them. That is my Arthur, yes, certainly. Please ask him.
Was that a... That sounded almost like a ball?
Indeed. It was not part of the rules, but that's how that sounded. Janice, do you know what that sound could be about?
Oh, well, a bit before he fell ill, Charlie, he...
No, it's fine. Let us return to Charlie. Charlie, please, let Sophia help you pass a message on to your mother.
A. B.
B. Hmm.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K. L. M. N. O. P. Q. R.
R?
A. B. C. D. E.
E? Bree? I'm not sure what Charlie's trying to say.
A.
E. R. E. A. Wait! One more letter, please!
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K.
Break! That is why he did the knocking like a ball. I was so angry with him before he fell ill. He was playing with a ball in the house. Heavens, I couldn't tell you how many times I asked him not to, but it bounced off of the stairs. Just there, actually. He was on that step there, and the ball flew out and smashed into the chandelier. All the glass broke. It fell. It was such a mess. Arthur had to install a new one. The one above us now isn't the original. I was so cross with him.
Sophia, please, continue. I feel like Charlie has something more to say.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K. L. M. N. O. P. Q. R. S.
S.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K. L. M. N. O.
O. Are you sorry? Charlie, are you apologizing to your mother?
Charlie, my sweet boy. It is okay. It was just a chandelier. I should not have been so angry. It was replaced, but you... Oh, you never could be.
Maybe we should take a break.
Sophia, we can't disrespect the spirits. Your time with us is so limited, you know this. Even now, the connection is restless. I'm not certain...
Wait, another question, please!
I'll try, but it may be best to keep it to a yes or no question. This is quite... They're draining much from me.
Right, of course, yes. This is so much. I never dreamed I could truly speak with him again. Madam Costa, thank you so very much.
Yes, of course, but please focus. A question while I still have a connection.
Charlie, are you here? I mean, do you stay in the house? There are times I feel as if...
Please finish the question, Janice.
Does he linger here? Charlie, have you stayed with me all these years?
He did mention the bed earlier, didn't he? Charlie, if you're still able, knock once if you have remained in the home with your mother. One knock. Yes, he has stayed with you, Janice. Your son has remained by your side all this time.
Oh, Charlie, my sweet, sweet boy. You deserve so much more from life. I wish I could.
No, please wait. No. No.
Madam Costa.
I'm fine. It's just... Oh, the spirits. It's just so overwhelming.
Oh, my goodness. What do we do?
Stay here with her. I'm going to get some water, okay?
Are you sure I can get
that? No. Stay with her. We don't want the spirits to be angry that she broke her concentration with you too early.
Yes, of course. It's just through that door and across the hall.
Oh, thank you. I will be just a moment.
Are you sure everything is all right, Madam Costa?
Yes, I'll be fine. Oh, it's so much energy. Ugh, please, one at a time, one at a time.
There are multiple spirits here?
Yes, so many. I think I may reach too far into the spirit realm for you, and now they're swarming me. All of them with messages for loved ones. It may be too hard for me to continue.
Please, Madam Costa, there has to be a way to connect to my son again.
He's fading away. The other spirits are too strong, pushing him away.
No!
But it's all right. He doesn't mind. He seems happy.
He's happy?
Yes, he feels like he finally got to say goodbye to you. He's at peace. He loves you very much.
Oh, please, tell him I love him one more time.
He knows. Oh, he knows.
Here's some water, Madam Costa.
Thank you. Oh, that's much better.
Madam Costa.
I'm afraid I must end it here, Janice. There's too much energy swirling here for me to try to reach further.
I understand.
Spirits, I sent you back to whence you came. You are no longer permitted at this time. Leave this place.
It's done?
Yes, it's done. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm quite exhausted. I think it's best to leave before I fall asleep at your table.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, this means so much to me. When can you come back? Please, maybe next time you can reach out to my Arthur and...
Unfortunately, I must wait until the spirits reach out to me. When they tell me they're ready, I'll be sure to contact you.
I understand. Thank you. I will pray for a message so that you can come back and...
Yes, you do that. Thank you for inviting us into your home, Janice. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, no. The pleasure is all mine. Please take care.
You too, Janice. Do you see what we're working with?
She has the security system's password taped next to it. It was on a timer, as usual.
So we're all set to come back tonight?
Her calendar on the fridge said Crochet Club, which is for a few hours tonight.
Perfect. Everything's disabled?
Yes, but I...
You'll get in, grab the valuables, and then we'll be on to the next city.
Mom, please.
Don't even start.
Oh, please, can't we be done with this? Or at the very least, can't I be done? I want to go to college. I want to get a degree and a normal job. And
you know what? You want out? You find me someone else who can pop their joints for the phantom knocking, and then we'll talk. Until then, this is the only way I have to keep us eating. Now get in the car before too many people see you.
Oh, this sucks! Mom, I really don't want to do this.
We've done this 100 times. You're going to get in there, grab the valuables,
and... Please, Mom, please, not here.
Just what, Sophia? Just what? The old bag's no different than any of the others we've conned.
I don't know. I just feel bad. She's all alone, and... Mom, she really thought she was talking to her son today. It was so sad.
They're all sad. Sad and pathetic. That's what makes them so easy. With her eyesight going, she won't even notice what's gone. Now go. The faster you're in, the faster you're out. We need to do this while she's gone at the crochet club.
Fine. Okay. All right. Alarm system still off. Let's do this. All right. Master bedroom. Master bedroom. Is there. Perfect. This lady just leaves everything out. Couldn't you at least make it hard for me? Hello? Ugh, get a grip. No one's here, and you know it. You've done this a dozen times. Don't go losing it now. All right, okay. Okay, looking for old furs. Boom. Old ladies and their fur coats. All right, now on to... Shit! Oh, son of a... God damn it. Why does this have to be the creepiest frickin' house we've ever hit? Just get the jewelry and get out of here, Sophia. Jackpot. Alrighty, let's see what won't be missed. Wait a minute. Oh, shit! What the hell? Is the door locked? No. Please, no. I can't. Oh, why won't you open? I can't go to jail.
Come out with your hands up.
I can't.
Come out with your hands up.
The door's locked.
Hands in the air right now. Put your hands in
please,
the air.
Please don't shoot me. Please, I surrender.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney present now and during any future question.
What am I going to do?
That's a good question. If I were you, I would be preparing a full confession, Miss Acevedo. I'm serious. Do you know how much trouble you're in?
Listen, no one got hurt. And you have the stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. I'm Special Agent Chapin. This goes way deeper than some simple B&E, and you know it.
What? No. No, I...
Miss Acevedo. Sophia, do you know how many states your mother is wanted in? She's gotten herself into a lot of trouble with the con she runs, and now she's got you tagging along with her just so you can pop your joints to make people think they're hearing ghosts knocking on command. Do you really want to go down with her?
My mother? No, she wasn't with me.
We caught her trying to flee just a few streets over. Did you know she claimed not to know you?
She... What?
Mm-hmm. If one of her victims hadn't already identified you to us, maybe she would have been able to drive on away, leaving you here alone.
She wouldn't.
I think we both know that she would. You're 17, Sophia. You're going to get in trouble for this, yeah, but if you cooperate, you can move on with your life. I don't think this is you.
You don't know me?
You're right, I don't. But I've been following this case for a little while now. Your mother traveling back and forth across the country, scamming people out of their savings with a string of break-ins, suspiciously following her appearance? But you know what's worse than your mother's scamming? I see a bright young woman being taken advantage of by her con artist mother. You're smart, charismatic, and a real go-getter. You could do better than this life. All right, well, that's all I wanted to say. Your lawyer and the police will be back in soon. Think about it. I've spoken with your lawyer and she's going to present you with some options.
Only that stupid door didn't lock.
What?
The goddamn door locked.
The one in the room? The one the police opened to get to you?
Yeah.
There was no lock on that door, Sophia.
What? Of course there was.
No, there wasn't.
I'm telling you, it was locked.
And I'm telling you, it isn't possible. Who knows? Maybe it was a ghost.
Yeah, sure. Maybe it was a ghost.
I'll be back later. Think about your options. You have a bright future. Don't waste it on this bullshit.
This sucks.
As it turns out, Madame Costa was actually a notorious con woman. She is, quite frankly, everything that is wrong with my field of study. People like Madame Costa constantly leave a black mark on the credibility of parapsychology and the paranormal. It's hard to present serious findings, complete with tested theories and stacks of hard data, when yet another fraud makes the news for stealing the life savings of a vulnerable person under the guise of communicating with the spirits. I had no idea that Ms. Josephine Salinas was related to that foul woman. It's possible that I had met her when she was just a teenager. In fact, I might even recall seeing her at a paranormal convention where Madame Costa was giving tarot card readings. However, it was so long ago that I really couldn't say. Though Ms. Salinas and her crusade against paranormal investigators has been a thorn in my side, I suppose that I would rather have her out there debunking the frauds and ultimately leaving more room for those of us conducting legitimate studies. Ms. Salinas seems to be laying low since the incident at Mortimer Montgomery's Manor. I wonder if my team's path will cross hers in the future.
The Deepman Files is written and produced by Alexandra Front Clinton. This episode featured Dr. Zane as Dr. Deepman, Chasa Fernandez-Crum as Josephine, Debbie Crum as Madame Costa, Kenan Tice as Janice, Susan Towney as Agent Chapin, and JB as the police officer. Special thanks to our editors, Terry Crew and Corey Matson. Audio mixing provided by Scrubcast. To sign up for alerts or for the link to the Deepman Files Discord community, please visit thedeepmanfiles.com. Until next time, investigators, happy hauntings!